This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. In this episode, servicing submarines.
When Bill Olson enlisted in World War II, there was no question that he would join the Navy.
They told us that we were going to go to San Diego for boot training. That sounded pretty good in December.
In Olson's family, there was a strong tradition of naval service, and like so many other Americans, his family knew loss.
I had two uncles that were in the Navy. One of them was in submarines, and he was my youngest uncle. He didn't come back.
Olson's service, too, involved submarines. His job was on the relief crew, repairing and maintaining the fleet in the fight for victory at sea.
I was on a submarine tender. The next department I was in was heavy metals, and all of our work was done on submarines. My job there was in a heavy metal shop, and it was noisy, noisy, noisy. Everything you touched was noise.
The relief crew's efforts allowed submarines to stay on the water on combat patrol for longer periods of time. Olson's duty servicing vessels took him from Key West to the North Atlantic.
So we spent a lot of time in the water. So actually spent One full year and 10 months the next year.
Olson says he came of age in the war and came out of the Navy with discipline and pride.
I really felt that every man should spend a little time in service. It was a good experience.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at minnesotavets.org.